you, Jesus. Rolling all up on up in here, amen.
Get the word in our spirit, amen.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die.
Come on, hallelujah.
I will trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die.
Amen. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Long day. Amen. But God, amen. Brought us through it, amen.
Come on.
Through many dangers seen and unseen. You know, when I was a kid, they used to say that all the time. Through many dangers seen and unseen. I said, they say the same thing every service. But when I got up and grew up and understood who God was, I said, come on,
Jim. Come on.
Come on. You have been passing by wrecks on the freeway and on the highway, but yet still, you're the one that see it, amen. You're not the one that's in it. Come on. God is able, amen, to do exceedingly and more abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, let's give God some praise. Amen. We want to go ahead and pray. Amen. So we get into this Bible study tonight. Father God, in the mighty name, Lord, we just thank you right now. We thank you for all your ministry. Lord, we thank you for this morning's rising, glory to God. We thank you for making it to this evening, glory to God. Taking us, glory to God, hallelujah. Keeping us, glory to God. Directing us, praise God. Lord, we know that can't nobody do me like Jesus. Come on. Can't nobody protect me. Oh, glory to God, like the creator of all things. Can't nobody provide for us like you do. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Water, glory to God, in the desert. Hallelujah. In our desolate places, glory to God. You show up. Hallelujah. And you show out, glory to God. And Lord, we give you the glory for it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, glory to God, to hold on to your unchanging hand. Help us, Father God, to seek your face, glory to God. Turn from our wicked ways, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. And then will I hear from heaven, glory to God. Forgive our sin and heal our land, glory to God. Our land needs the healing, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. We ask, Father God, that you go into the hospital, that you go into the sick room, those that are laid out in their very home, dealing with COVID, glory to God, dealing with allergies, glory to God, dealing with pneumonia, hallelujah. Yes. Lord, we know, hallelujah. We know you to be a healer, glory to God. We know you to be a burden bearer. Yes. Oh, hallelujah. We know you to be a doctor that never lost a patient. So, Lord, we call on your name right now. We call on your ministering angels right now to go into that room, glory to God. Oh, we ask that you put a hedge of protection around our loved ones.
Yes.
Even though they have heard of you, but they don't know you. Come on.
Come on.
We ask that you put a hedge of protection around them and give them a mind to want to be saved. Ooh. Give them a mind to want to serve you.
Yes.
Give them a mind to want to praise you. Give them a mind to want to worship you. Oh, glory to God. Change their posture, glory to God, from a stiff-necked, rebellious nation to an humble, obedient, glory to God, family, glory to God. Let them know, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, my God, that you are in full control. And Lord, we thank you for it right now. We thank you for it right now, glory to God. Lord, even on our prayerless, glory to God, as long as our prayerless is, glory to God, we know you can go into their home and you can meet the need, hallelujah. Lord, you know what they need. Hallelujah. You know who's in a state of depression right now.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. And needs to be lifted up, glory to God.
Yes.
You know, Father God, hallelujah, who's struggling and alone, glory to God, and ready to end it all, dealing with the suicide need you to go, hallelujah,
yes, Lord,
into the homes of that lonely man and that lonely woman, glory to God.
Yes.
Let them know that if don't nobody love you, if you don't think nobody, I love you, hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, glory to God. So they come out of the pit of despair.
Yes.
Come out of the pit of loneliness. Come on. Lord, we ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you let them know that you are the rock. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. And they can find stability in you. You are the rock, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, when you lift them up out of sinking sand, you are the rock. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. That's going to hold them together, glory to God. You are the rock, hallelujah. That was in the slingshot of David, glory to God, when he took down Goliath, glory to God. And Lord, we praise you right now, because we know that you will take down our enemies, glory to God. Those that despitefully use us, those that persecute us, those that scandalize our name. We know, Father God, hallelujah, that you are the rock, hallelujah. In the slingshot, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Build our house, glory to God, on a solid foundation. Because any other foundation is sinking sand. Oh, we thank you for the foundation right now. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. He is that rock. Come on. That the builders rejected, glory to God. He is that rock. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. He is that one that went to hell, amen, and fought for you and me and came back with the keys, glory to God. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Victory. Oh, my God. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Come on, hallelujah. I told Satan, get thee behind. Cause victory today is mine. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Victory is mine.
Yes.
Victory
is
mine. I'm going to a familiar passage of scripture tonight. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but the Lord loves, listen, the Lord gets a download. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, word. Amen. How many of you ever heard that? You ever heard that saying, you want to see God laugh, tell him your plan. You want to hear him laugh, tell him your plan. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Came in here with a plan, a marvelous plan. We're going to talk about prayer. But the Lord said, no, I need you to tell him, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. So we're going to go to a familiar passage tonight. Why? Because God loves us so much. He said, I need you to, I know I see you drifting back into your old group and with your old people. He said, now be not entangled again. Hallelujah. With the yoke of bondage. Glory to God. If he brought you out, amen. Hallelujah. That's the end of that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If he brought you out, I'm trying to help somebody tonight. Glory to God. I wanted to have a Bible study, but if the Lord tells me to go and preach the word, we're going to preach the word tonight.
Word. Come on.
Glory to God. Listen, let me tell you something. He wants us free.
Come on.
What we mess up at is when we think that God has devised a different plan. But if he said it, he meant it. Glory to God. Yeah. If he brought you out of it, it wasn't a mistake. Glory to God.
Come on.
Some folks think, well, God brought me out for a season. I don't think he worked in reverse. Come on. Hallelujah. Do we work in reverse? Come on, if they ain't gonna tell me if you do.
No.
Somebody, look. God. Maybe you heard somebody. You heard somebody in here. Oh, glory to God. But I ain't never heard that he work in reverse.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. He brought me out for a season. Come on. Till late. No. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me tell y'all something about my Bible. My Bible's something else. Amen. Oh, my Bible is something else. People, I say, you know, when I'm in the Word of God, amen, just loving on God and loving on who he is, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's so much in the Word, amen. Ooh, I get excited, amen. You know, some people like to read romance novels, praise God. I'm not that one, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you open up this word, amen. My God, you open up this word, and I promise you, my God, you talking about your life change? My God, glory to God, amen. We're going to be looking in Galatians, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Y'all forgive my Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Galatians 5. Somebody gonna read for me tonight.
I will.
Oh, come on, brother Dennis. Glory to God.
Galatians 5:1.
Okay. We're going to start at verse 1. I want y'all to get y'all Bibles tonight. Amen. I want y'all to get y'all Bibles. We're going to really, really get into this tonight. I'm going to tell you why. Because we don't know how to stay free. That's why he put it in his word, how to stay free. Amen. Let me tell you, our human side want to, we got all kinds of feelings and emotions and what if and maybe and should and could and would and should and how. But guess what? God said, he said his word will not change.
Yeah.
His word will not change. And he's telling us through his word, he said, if I don't change, guess what? You need to learn how to stand fast. He said, when you've done all you can to stand, he said, stand therefore. In other words, keep on standing.
Amen.
Keep on saying. So when God gives you a direction to go, go that direction.
Come on.
You may be scared. You may be feeling anxiety and all kinds of stuff. Remember, I just said our feelings get all in the way.
Yeah.
Come on, and we get to saying, that well will send people straight back into hell.
That well.
Come on, and send you straight back, straight back into hell. Let's be real. You're in a bad relationship. Come on. God get you out of it. God get you out of it. And then you go right back in. So we got to make sure tonight, praise God, as I teach the word, praise God, if you got something to say, raise your hand, make sure that I can see you, praise God. We want to make sure that everything we have to say tonight, it gets out. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We don't want to be rude or disrespect. We want to raise hands, praise God. Even if you have something that you want to say while you're on the air tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's get into this word. Brother Daniel.
Yes. And the scripture reads,
uh-huh.
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free.
I want you to stop right there. Y'all know I like to write it about the word of truth.
Amen.
Amen. It started out by saying what?
Stand fast.
Stand fast.
Therefore is
the
liberty.
No. I need you to stay right there.
Right.
Stand fast. Let me tell you why I say stand fast. It says you got to pull yourself together quick.
Right.
Oh.
Because in this life, when you make a decision, the enemy is right there on your back, your neck, come on, in your ear, trying to get you to switch around real fast. We call it wishy-washy. Mm. Amen. But I'm telling you, the word says stand fast. I need you to quickly take a stand. Come on. Go ahead.
Therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free.
Come on. What is it? What is it saying? It said we're in the liberty where Christ has made you. I need you to remember why. What we say on Facebook, why X is an X. I need you to remember why you left a place. I need you to remember why you let them old friends go. I need you to remember why God brought you out of there. Remember, see, sometimes we remember the crime. We don't remember the crime we did for God to open the door for us to get out of there.
Right.
We don't remember the abuse, and we don't remember the trials and tribulations we went through when we were in that position. When the sun said, I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Yeah.
Sometimes when the rain is gone, you forget that it was a storm back there.
It was a storm. Yeah.
He said, I need you to stand fast. In other words, I need you to not be double-minded. I need you, come on, amen. I need you to be single-minded. I need you to understand, amen, and trust what I said for you. Come on. I need you to understand that was a place of birth. I need you to recognize your freedom.
Praise God.
Watch it. I know you're saying, what you mean, Pastor? A lot of us don't understand our freedom until it's taken away.
Right.
Think about it. A man is out, or a woman. they want to do and everything. They never been to jail in their life. Come on.
Come on.
They don't know how precious that freedom is until they get locked up.
My God.
Watch this. Until they get locked up. Oh, you crying. Oh, mama, you going to write me? POP holding it down. Y'all know how we stay.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
But watch this. Then you get free from jail.
Then
here go the enemy talking to you. You're trying to get you to do that old stuff. You don't remember how tormenting it was when they told you how many years you was going to have.
Say that. Come on.
When God get you out of bad relationships and dysfunctional friendship where folks used to use and abuse you, then you get over there by yourself. See, it's getting loneliness that the devil start talking to you.
Yes, isolation. Come on.
Can we talk about our feelings?
Yes. It's in the loneliness.
Can we talk about that mindset that needs to change? That's why he said, when I bring you out, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Jesus had nowhere to lay his head. He still trusted. He was hungry. Come on. Oh my God. He went into the garden to pray. Watch this. He and was home. And the enemy came and tempted. Can I help y'all understand something? He tempts you in your come on. When you in a drought. When stuff low.
Jesus.
And start making you think, well, you won't be alone if you call so and so.
Come on.
And you forgot so-and-so used to knock you around.
Yeah. Come on, talk.
Come on, I heard somebody say, well, you know, I'll go back to jail because at least I know I got 3 hots and a cot.
Yeah.
That's because you don't remember or know how valuable your freedom is.
Exactly.
How valuable is your freedom? How valuable is your living, that liberty that God gives us? To where no man, Paul was in prison.
Right.
He said, I'm in prison, but yet I am free. Nobody will get that thing right
come
there.
On, come on, come on.
Paul said, you can put me in shackles. You can close the bar, but I got Jesus Christ. I am free. So this right here is not just talking about a physical state. This is talking about a mindset. This is a mindset. Why can you not let go of your past and these dysfunctional places that you have been? It's because you have not been renewed in your mind.
We have a tendency, we have a go back phrase. I gotta go get coached. I gotta go. God already closed that door.
Trick of the enemy. That's a trick of the enemy. Come on, brother Davis.
And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Wait, read it again.
And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Amen.
I had him to read it that many times because repetition makes it stick.
Amen.
Come on, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. I don't care what they offer you. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I don't care what it how to make you feel. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Now the reason he said be not entangled again because you obviously know what led to that entanglement.
Right.
Be not entangled.
You know. Come on, when a drug addict has given in to his addiction and he has been free for 13 years, he knows what corner to go on.
Yes.
He knows who to call.
Yeah.
When a woman of God has been free from promiscuity, come on, amen.
Yeah.
And she's in a relapse, come on. She knows who to call.
Yeah.
We don't forget that easy.
You know what will entangle you. You know what will get you caught up.
Yeah.
But he said what? Be not. Why is he telling us it? He said because that power is in your hand. Watch this. He don't force our will.
He don't force.
That power is in your hand. We waiting on God to put a fence all around us every day.
Oh.
The fence is faith. The fence is discipline. The fence is do not, it's obedience. And the word of God says, do not give an occasion to sin.
Amen.
Woo! And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You ever invited somebody back in your life and then they sat on the couch and you were like, I tripped. And it was harder to get rid of them than it was the first time. Now you got to figure out how to get them out. You done gave them a key. You done told them where you were. You done, come on.
You done linked them back in.
You done linked them back in.
You locked your own chain back.
That's why I say entangled.
Yeah, you locked your own self back.
Come on. Well, they was talking about Will and Jada and these entanglements. You entangled.
Yeah.
Now you got the dope man hanging with you again. You didn't come on.
Come on.
Some folks want to invite the dope man to church, and you just got off of dope.
Jesus, come on.
Some of them want to invite the person we sleeping with to the same church we're going to. Wait a minute.
Come on.
Wait a minute. Well, they need Jesus too. Yeah, they need Jesus too. But do you have enough Jesus to deal with them sitting on the same pew with you? I'm saying, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Come on, talk about it. Talk about it.
Can we just get real with it right quick?
Get real.
See, we don't want to have these type of conversations. Well, it don't take all that. I can come to church dressed any kind of way. But if that's the same thing you want to attract Journey to you, come on, I'm just trying to say, we got to switch it up a little bit.
Switch.
I heard a woman of God say, when she was in the world, she had a certain pair of jeans she used to wear. Oh, come on now. And when she put them jeans on, she walked different. Come on. She said she had a certain bra or something she put on and push them up. Come on. She said when she came to Christ, that's the first thing she got rid of.
The jeans
in
that
bra. He said, what they got to do with it?
I got everything.
It got everything to do. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You got to change up what you wear. You got to change up how you walk. You got to change up how you talk, where you go, who you're on the phone with, who you're holding conversation with. Why? Because that leads to something that you let go of.
Come on, say it.
Can I preach tonight?
Preach.
Can I preach tonight?
Preach.
Come on, man, go.
Behold, I call, say unto you, that if ye circumcise, Christ shall profit you better.
Listen. Go ahead.
For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to the whole law.
Watch this. What it was telling them was, it's God you need to be committed to. You go out here and you're going to do what this world say. I heard somebody say, well, when you're in a relationship with somebody, you sleep together. That's what you do. That's a part of the relationship.
Right.
You try it out. You know, like the person is a car or something. Try it out. Take it for a test drive. Make sure it do what you want it to do. All of these kind of things. This is a worldly mentality. This is not a Christian mentality. A Christian say, if you want it, you will wait on it.
Right.
You gonna wait.
Even Beyonce say, if you like it, then you need to put a ring on it. Come on now.
Come on.
The world has a certain way of doing things. And then the body of Christ has a certain way of doing things. If you say that you are in the spirit, come on. If you live in the spirit, then what you got to do? You got to walk in the spirit. And be not entangled again.
Come on.
With the yoke of bondage.
Come on.
Be not entangled again with that thing that you're familiar with. Be not entangled. See, we don't want to let go of these old things. We want to steal what they said. You say back in the day, we want to steal shuck and jive with everybody. We want to still be cool. What's up, bro, and all this kind of stuff. We want to still handle ourselves like we're still in the world because we have some type of connection and desire to keep that type of facade going on with people. But let me tell you what it's doing. It's keeping you tied in to their life.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
To their yoke.
To their yoke.
Yeah.
All this week, the Lord said, I was driving somewhere, the Lord said, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. Watch that. Y'all catch that later. Yeah, he said, take this upon you and learn of me. Know me. Know what I love. Know what breaks my heart. Know what my power means to you. Know what relationship means to you. Come on, ladies. When you get with a good man that got a good job and benefits, and y'all get married, guess what? Now you got benefits. I'm trying to help somebody.
Come on.
If he live in a big house, I'm not saying you don't have your own big house. I'm just saying it's certain benefits that are made available to you when you are in connection with God. Always tell people, tap into your benefit pack. Yes. When you give your life to Christ, come on, it's time for you to tap in to your benefit pack. Let me tell you why you end up back entangled with old stuff, because you don't know the God you serve.
Come on.
The thing, when you have, listen, let me tell you something, you done took out the old man, his old ways, and it leaves the void. You got to replace it with God.
Come on.
You got to replace it with his word.
Yes.
You got to eat this, come on.
Daily.
Yes, come on, huh? Y'all know I'm going to the blessed man right quick. Put a pin in it. Because I got to go to the blessed man because we act like we don't understand what's going on. Let me take it and talk to you about the blessed man over in Psalm 1. Yeah, I'm going to read it over and over again if I have to. I just want somebody to get it in your spirit. You got to understand. Glory to God. You don't have to get back in that relationship. Get some word in your life. Come on. Glory to God. Change up how you do stuff. Psalm 1. What did it say, Brother Daniel?
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Hold on. Wait a minute. So you mean to tell me, glory to God, when I'm going through, I ain't got no business talking to somebody that's ungodly?
The saints, they have any counsel.
Ooh, wait a minute. Look. Some of us give our life to Christ, and we still are getting counsel from folk that ain't got nothing to do with kingdom living. Oh, my God.
And I said,
ain't got no evidence of a Christian life. No evidence of knowing how to go through.
Yes.
Come on. Listen. Oh, and I'm going to watch this. And a Christian marriage is not like a worldly marriage.
No,
oh, my God. That's a whole nother sermon. A Christian marriage, a kingdom marriage, is nothing like a worldly marriage.
Oh, my God. Say that.
And a lot of people want godly benefit in a worldly situation. You can't do it.
Come on.
If I go squeeze an orange and expect apple juice, y'all going to tell me I'm crazy. Y'all going to tell me I'm crazy. If I go out to a peach tree expecting grapes, y'all going to say, wait a minute. I think a couple of screws loose. I'm trying to help you understand something. Amen. You want godly results, you got to do it a godly way.
Right, that's right.
Come on.
Nor standeth in the way of sinners.
Some people think that means stand. You get in front of a sinner and you blocking his way. Nah, he's saying that you standing next to him. You what we just said? Shucking and jive.
Chilling.
Some of us niggas, some of our Christian men over Netflix and chilling. What it say?
Nor sit in the seat of the scornful.
I always got some negative to say. Always downgrading somebody. Always, nothing joyous come out your mouth.
Never.
Come on, every time you hear something, you got something there. Oh, they stupid. Oh, they this. Oh, they that. You're scornful.
Negative, always.
Oh my God. Always in a seat of judgment.
Right.
I'll be watching people's Facebook page sometimes and I'll be like, Lord have mercy. Come on, but I have to catch myself sometimes. Because Facebook will make you say anything.
Say that.
Come on, brother.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord.
His delight. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to teach you how to not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. His delight is in the law of the Lord. Come on.
And in his law.
Does he meditate day and night?
Always got God.
It's always on his mind.
All the time. Come on.
Let me tell you what it do when it's always on your mind.
when folk get to trying to pull you back into a lifestyle of sin. The word is so on your mind and in your heart till you say, no, brother, no. God is good. Come on. Now I'm in my word. Now I got Bible study tonight. Now I'm praying with my wife tonight. Now I'm going to, come on.
Come on.
His delight is in the law of the Lord. Mm-hmm. You find joy in serving God. You find joy in neglecting sin. You find joy, come on, in blessing somebody. You find joy in helping somebody. You find joy in the word of God.
Joy.
Come on, Brother Daniels. I'm talking about how to stay free. Let me talk about this liberty. Go ahead.
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of
water. He shall be like a tree
that bringeth forth his fruit in his season.
Watch this. It's a tree planted
right by
the rivers of water.
That's a strong.
You ever seen a tree right in the riverbed?
See,
we don't pay attention to the trees in the riverbed. Yeah, they never die. They roots, Lord have mercy. They roots stretch so far you probably can't even find the end of them. Why? Because the water. Let's talk about the water. Right. The water is washing over them all the time. Come on. Building that tree straight, glory of God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. We're talking about the living water right now.
That's a different kind of water.
He'll be like a tree. Planted. I'm saying, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I'm talking about the living water. I'm talking about the word of God that'll keep you so rooted and grounded that when the wind come, it can't blow you down. Oh, when the storm come, the only thing left standing is that tree. Come on, hallelujah. During the storm, glory to God. Oh, when the, listen, you ever seen a movie where somebody on a raft going down the river and it's out of control and they look over and see a tree? Come on. And they say, if I can just get close to that tree and reach out and grab the branch, I can get out. Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Praise God.
Watch this. That bring it forth. Come on, Brother Dan.
That bring it forth its fruit in his season.
That bring it forth its fruit in what?
In his seed.
In his seed.
Right. Amen.
Let's talk about why we get entangled again. Because we don't want to wait on the fruit.
We don't want to wait on our seed.
That's where I'm at, Brother Dan.
There you go.
We don't want to wait on our seat.
Right.
Come on. The fruit gonna carry us. The fruit gonna take care of us. The fruit gonna feed us. Oh, y'all ain't got that one yet. If we wait on our season, come on, hallelujah. I don't have to be weary when the storm comes, because I'm like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And guess what? When the storm is over and my tree starts to bud, come on, in just a little while, come on.
Yes.
Can I say just a little while? In just a little while, I will be able to eat.
Just have to wait.
In just a little while.
Wait on.
I will be stronger.
Wait on.
In just a little while.
Wait on.
I will be able to feed somebody else. In just a little while. It may look grim right now. It may look like I didn't look. Come on. It may look like I'm neglected. And nobody might be messing with me right now. Nobody may not be wanting to walk with me right now. But I will not bend. I will not break, glory to God. The word of God told me not to be entangled again. I won't pause hooping. I won't pause souping. Come on. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to wait until my change comes.
Amen. Come on
now. Will we
wait? My God. Watch this. What else to say?
His leaf also shall not wither.
My leaf. Come on, it's going to stay green.
I'll stay green.
Come on, it ain't going to wither.
Stay vibrant. Look,
your enemy's watching. Somebody done told you, what? You ain't nothing without me. Somebody that told you, ain't nobody gonna ever love you like I love you.
Come on, say it.
Oh, come on, but the Lord said, you ain't gonna skip a beat. Come on. The word say, you ain't gonna lose nothing. Come on. The word say, I'm gonna keep you in perfect peace as long as your mind is stayed on me. Oh my God.
And whatsoever whatsoever he doeth.
Oh, this is it right here. This right here to make somebody holler in their house. What it say, brother? There, he said what?
Because anybody see you backslide last night. Listen, slide on back. Come on. He said you're married to the backslider. You ain't too far gone. Come on. The enemy wants you to think that you're too far gone, but you ain't too far gone. Come on back. Turn back. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. What did it say, Brother Daniel?
Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified
come
by
on.
The law.
Come on.
You are fallen from grace.
Come on, he said, any of you that are justified by the things of the world, come on. We have seen so many ungodly things happen in the world that some of us have begun to compromise and say, okay, that's just how the world is. That's just the world. No, we don't need you doing that right now. Come on, Brother Daniel.
For he, through the Spirit, has the hope of righteousness by faith.
That is. That's your answer. We're going to wrap this up tonight. It's say it again, Brother Daniel.
For
we,
through the Spirit,
wait
for the hope of
righteousness
by faith.
Listen,
that sums it up.
We wait for the hope of righteousness by what? By faith. Glory to God. Amen. Not by anything else, but by faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell people all the time, I'm one of the faith walkers. Praise God. Amen. People be watching me and people be saying, oh, she ain't gonna make it. Oh, sure, she doing now. All this is not putting on faith walk with glory to God. Let me tell you something, praise God. God will tell me, do this. And I'll be like, Lord, geez, I can't keep up. The next thing you know, it all come together. Come on, hallelujah. You gotta have faith, glory to God. You gotta believe and trust in God. Come on.
Yes, come on.
I know it gets weary sometimes.
Yes.
When you walk out of a place that you've been in for years, glory to God, and you used to doing it a certain way, glory to God. But the way you crucify that flesh is you get in the word of God. You apply his principle to your life, glory to God. You begin to say, Lord, help me. Lord, hold me. Lord, keep me. Lord, help me. Lord, remove this mountain. Come on.
That's why I love my song. Walk with me.
Amen. Then it's this. Song, praise God, amen.
Yes, come on now.
That the Lord, John them used to sing this, amen, and we call them old school gospel singers.
Yeah.
And they get that little beat on the floor, on the wood floor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come on. Then the piano player start going. And then you hear somebody say, now Lord, you don't have to move this mountain.
Yeah.
Just give me the strength to climb. And Lord, don't take away my stumbling block. Just lead me all around. You know, Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, go. You don't have to move this mountain.
That's good old church, right?
Just
now.
Give me the strength to climb. And Lord, don't take away my stumbling block. Just lead me all around. Lord, you don't have to move my mountain. Just give me the strength to climb. And Lord, don't take away my stumbling block. Just lead me all around. Lord, we thank you tonight for this Bible study. We pray it was of a sweet smelling savor to you, Lord of God. Lord, we pray that we were good ground tonight. Hallelujah. That word fell on good ground. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. And it will bring forth fruit in its due season. Glory to God. Lord, let us know, glory to God. Hallelujah. That even though we go through our trials and tribulations, we will reap. Hallelujah. If we faint not, hallelujah, help us to not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage, our vices, our addiction, glory to God. Lord, help us to bury them in the ground, hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Father God. Lord, we pray for strength right now, hallelujah. Strengthen us in those places that we are weak, glory to God. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, glory to God. Hallelujah. Increase our discernment, hallelujah, that we may be able to see the enemy when he shows up, glory to God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Counsel all ungodly soul ties tonight, glory to God. Lord, we ask, Father God, show us the one that we linked up with, glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
That's an anchor, glory to God.
Yes,
and it's holding us down, glory to God.
Yes,
and give us the courage to sever the tie in the name of Jesus. Break the chain right now of our lives, glory to God. That we may be honorable in your sight. And Lord, we trust you, hallelujah, with everything that we are, hallelujah. We trust you, glory to God. With our household, we trust you, hallelujah. With our finances, we trust you, hallelujah. On our jobs, we trust you, glory to God. Over these highways and byways, we trust you, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, you gave your son, amen, that we would be free, hallelujah, that we would have a right to the tree of life. And Lord, we thank you for it right now. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen. We want to take this time, praise God, amen, to offer up prayer. To all of those that are on here, praise God, if you have a prayer request, please drop it in the comments below or inbox me, praise God. We want to put you on our prayer list, praise God, because we want to believe God for breakthrough for your life. We believe God and we pray that God's will be done. That's a powerful thing, praise God. If healing is his will, we pray that his will be done. Amen. Hallelujah. So whatever you need, God's got it. Amen.
God's got it.
Amen.
Thank you.